Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from Him who lives, who reigns, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Some very meaningful words today, dear friends, from St. Paul for a modern culture and also for the culture of his day. He sees some bad things happening in a very immature church. St. Paul writes this: everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Food for the stomach and stomach for food, but God will destroy them both. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Thus far, our text. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, I'm absolutely amazed sometimes what people do with their bodies. All you have to do is turn on an episode of America's Funniest Home Videos and you'll see what we mean. You have people there that think nothing of strapping their bodies to a set of wheels and then careening off a stairway only to hit a banister of some kind, almost splitting themselves in half and then hitting their helmetless heads on the concrete floor, knocking themselves out as everybody laughs and says, "Boy, wasn't that cool?" It reminds me of a 16-year-old teenager, very friendly 16-year-old teenager that I met on a chairlift one day a number of years back. He was an avid smoker already at that time, had a cigarette in his hand. And in the course of our conversation, he told me about all of his exploits, and he said he had already, at the age of 16, broken over 20 bones in his body. And with a smile on his face, he said, "That's the most in my family." Very proud of it. I said, "Congratulations. Congratulations on that." And then I said, "Well, you know, by the time you're 30, you're going to be in a wheelchair." And he said to me, "So, it's my body, and I can do whatever I want with it." Indeed, those words resonated today, dear friends, because many in our world, many in our culture, who don't understand the Creator's beautiful hand, have that same philosophy of life when it comes to their being, when it comes to their body. It's my body, and I can do anything that I want with it. The official word for that is the word nihilism. Or self-abuse. We live in a very nihilistic culture. We live in a very nihilistic society. A society of self-abuse. And yes, our world, as we look around, we abuse ourselves in so many ways. We abuse ourselves with food sometimes. We abuse ourselves with alcohol. We abuse ourselves with endless drugs. We abuse ourselves even with technology. We abuse ourselves with pornography. We abuse ourselves with obsessions of every kind and addictions of every kind. Don't tell me what to do, world. Don't tell me what to do, you church people. It's my body, and I can do with it what I want. You see, we have reflections of that today, dear friends. That mentality is popping up today amongst the Corinthian Christians. Immature church. Paul's problem congregation, we could maybe say. And they sort of had, many of them, that very mentality. And I can do whatever I want with my body. It's mine. Thinking going on. How did they say it? Everything is permissible for me. Paul was quoting them. Everything is permissible for me. Everything is lawful for me. Food for the stomach and stomach for the food. Translation, I can indulge. I can indulge. Probably the creed of our times. I can indulge. Indeed. Behind this destructive thinking was kind of almost a Platonic idea that whatever I do with my body will never affect the soul. The soul is what matters. The body doesn't so much. So I can indulge. And some of them, dear friends, took this thinking so far that they even went to see and visit the cultic prostitutes in the pagan temples of Aphrodite. Imagine that. You're in church on Sunday morning with the body and the blood, and then Monday morning you're visiting Aphrodite and the cultic prostitutes. What is happening? Wow, dear friends, what an inconsistency. Are you a consistent Christian in your faith? In your holy living? It hits us this morning. Are we consistent Christians? And oh yes, dear friends, they heard. Paul told them. Paul preached it. He preached it with the fire of his heart. He preached to them that beautiful message of the gospel. The only one like it in the world. That a man is justified. A person is justified. How? Declared innocent in the sight of God. How? By grace through faith, apart from works of the law, the beautiful message of the gospel, God has sent a Redeemer, and He took it all upon Himself, and He paid for every sin, the atoned for every transgression. And on account of what He said, He did, God declares us innocent. The only problem was, you see, maybe a little bit of misinterpreting was going on, maybe a lot. Some of them took that to mean, oh, really? We're saved apart from the works of the law. That kind of means I can do whatever I want with my body, right? I can be saved and also sin. What a great religion. I get the best of both worlds. I get the best of both. But indeed, dear friends of Christ, how inconsistent they were, and how important it is to have a proper interpretation of things. And so indeed, yes, Paul, he sees their wayward lifestyles, and he hears their explanations, and it's then that he reminds them of something so very vital, so very important. He reminds them that their bodies do matter. They're creations of the Lord, designed by Him. Jeremiah, I saw your body. The Lord saw my unformed body. Your bodies do matter, Paul reminded them. In fact, let's take it a step further. Not only do your bodies matter, but your bodies are a temple, he said to them. Your bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit. He's the third person, you see, of the Holy Trinity. Equal in power, equal in might, equal in authority, equal in eternity with the Father and the Son. In fact, He proceeds from the Father and the Son in great power and in great mission. As our creeds confess, He proceeds from the Father and the Son to do mighty things in the world. The Holy Spirit. He's living in you now. We don't always feel Him. We're not always aware, but He's living in us now. He's residing in us right now. And He's working within us right now. It's called sanctification. And it's a powerful working of God. For in the broad sense, as our catechism says, it includes also justification. He brings us to faith through the living Word of God. He opens our eyes, our hearts and souls to the Lord, that we might believe in Him and be justified in His name, that we might rejoice in the blood of Christ and rejoice in that cross and that mighty rising. But He doesn't stop there. The Holy Spirit is ever working and ever residing, ever prompting us, you see, to take it to the next step, to live a life worthy of our calling, to live a holy life. Don't you know, you Corinthians, you are a temple. Your very bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit. And being a holy temple, you do not join yourselves to the unholy things of the culture. You don't join yourselves to the unholy things of the world. You are a temple belonging to God. And so, draw the conclusions, you Corinthians. Instead of glorifying Satan, glorify God. Instead of glorifying the devil with your behaviors and your decisions, glorify God. Glorify God with your bodies. Use those physical bodies that He has given you. Glorify God with your bodies. Glorify God with your lifestyles. Glorify God with the decisions that you make, with the directions that you take. Glorify the Lord in all that you do with those bodies that He has given you, so beautifully designed, so beautifully crafted, seen from the very beginning before you were even made. Glorify God with your bodies. With the way that you live. First thing that came to mind for me was Facebook. Facebook. What an unholy place, dear friends. Glorify God on Facebook. Have you been doing that? How important it is to do so. So when you post things on Facebook, make sure those things reflect your holy calling in Christ, for that is my identity, a holy temple unto the Lord. And my mind then immediately went to the other one, to internet. The whole thing, wow, a holy place? Maybe not so much. How important it is that we don't go to unholy places on the internet and join our bodies to different temples, unholy temples. Glorify God with your body. Are you a church member, dear friends of Christ? Make sure you don't backbite. Make sure you use your voice given by God to glorify, to uplift and build up those that are around you. Yes, they're sinners. What an amazing, amazing opportunity to forgive you have every day as Jesus forgives you. And the examples can go on and on and on and on and on. Glorify God with your bodies, Paul calls to the Corinthians. For don't you know, you're temples of God. You're temples of the Holy Spirit. Let His light shine from those temples. And so, yes, dear friends, I was on the chairlift one day, and a very friendly 16-year-old teenager said to me, "It's my body. I can do with it whatever I want." And I said, "Well, actually, it's not. There's a mighty God who saw you and created that body." And he looked, "God?" And not only did he create it, He shed his blood for it. He died for it with his own body, that yours may be raised to new life and gain eternity. And he looked. So don't pass up your moments on the chairlift, dear friends, wherever that may be. And I said, because of what he did, your body actually doesn't belong to you. It belongs to someone who loves you, who created you, who redeemed you. His name is Jesus. I wonder where he's at right now. Sitting in a church or sitting in a chairlift again, I don't know. You take your chances. You take your moments. And so today, remember, dear friends, you were bought with a price. Your bodies actually don't belong to you. It's the beginning of all stewardship. All things belong to God, including me. And that's a good thing. He's a wonderful owner, a benevolent owner, a loving owner, and he will care for us. He will care for us. He will teach us. He will feed us. He will get us to heaven. So rejoice today, dear friends of Christ, for you are a temple of the Spirit of God. Glorify him with your living. In Jesus' name and for his sake, amen. We invite you to arise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds forever in him who lives and reigns, our Savior Jesus. Amen.